Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of Carol DFM or Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller. Let me tell you about TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere, man.
No, cut.
We loan everywhere,
no,
man.
No.
That's because
you said you could sing.
That was good.
That's blood curdling. Kevin, you better stick to mortgage lending and let me do the singing.
We loan in Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Flower Mound, Bedford, Burleson, Bartonville, Blue Mound, North Lake, South Lake, West Lake, Louisville, Gainesville, Glen Rose, Bladewater, Colleyville, Poetry, Paradise, Plano, Red Oak, Rowlett, Rockwall, Roanoke, no joke.
We're TexasLending.com. We're a different kind of mortgage company. Call us at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or see us at 4100 Alpha Road, Dallas, 75244.
We loan in Grapevine, Greenville, Granbury, Grandview, Hillsboro, Whitesboro, Winsboro, Valley View, Coffin, Keldon, Carson County, Kennedale, Cedar Hill, Spring Hill, Saginaw, Sunnyvale.
We're TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere.
Call 972-387-4600, license 137-773, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another wonderful, maybe it's not wonderful. A little bit rainy up here in the DFW, and I am Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. I'm here with the lovely and talented Jeff Collins.
I love it when you refer to me as lovely.
And Jeff is coming to us from Lufkin, Texas.
Yeah.
Where I don't know if the weather's any better in Lufkin than it is in Dallas today.
A little bit rainy
up here in Dallas, but you know what? We'll take as much rain as we can in these time of the year, so by the time we get to the summer, we can have those nice warm days where we don't have any rain. But anyway, we want to talk about your mortgage. We do it every weekend here on 105.3 The Fan. We want to talk with you about your situation. The new year is coming. The new world is coming of mortgages. The new understanding of where interest rates are is coming, and we want to share that with you today about what kind of loan you can get, what kind of things you can expect in the new year. Your number to text us is 972-387-4600. If you're used to listening to Tress Collins, Tress is the bride of Jeff Collins. They both used to be on the show, and Jeff is stepping in for Tress because she is traveling this weekend.
And she is on a plane heading back from England right now as we speak.
And so we are talking about your home loan. Jeff and I are going to be here answering your questions for you. So listen, if you want to get that new home purchase in 2023, but you want to get that cash out of your home, some new decisions need to be made. Why do new decisions need to be made? You may have heard on this show before, I've said when the Federal Reserve starts raising rates, mortgage rates can go down. The short-term rates, short-term, let's call it the overnight rate, is currently at 4%, Jeff. What is the overnight rate, Jeff? That's the rate that banks lend each other money overnight. It's 4%. Well, the 10-year treasury is at 3.7. So the overnight is at 4 and the 10-year is at 3.7. That means the long-term rate is lower than the short-term rate. And when those long-term rates start going lower than the short-term rates, that is typically forecasting a recession. So what have we seen? We've seen mortgage rates dropped about 0.5% in the last month. Actually, about the last 3 weeks, we've seen mortgage rates come down about 0.5%. And there is a great chance that mortgage rates can come down another 1% here sometime in the next 6 weeks. What does that mean? I said you're going to have to make some interesting decisions because, Jeff, pretty soon your mortgage rates will be in the fives again. They're not going to be at 7.25. Pretty soon, your mortgage rates will be in the fives. As long as inflation remains under check, they keep on saying inflation is coming under check. And so, as long as that's the case, as long as we can see inflation staying under check, you could see mortgage rates back in the fives. Why is that important, Jeff? Because a lot of people are getting cash out of their homes. A lot of you are sitting at home and you're like, man, we have this equity in our home. I sure would like to get some of it out and leave a whole bunch of it left. And some people want to get that home equity cash out refinance. But they're thinking, I'm sitting here at 3% on my mortgage. Why would I want to go to 5? Because your alternative, Jeff, is to take a home equity line of credit. And some of those rates up around 8 or 9% right now. So you want to get a home equity line of credit of $100,000 at 9%? Or is a 5 to 5.5% rate going to be better for you? These are the decisions that need to be made. We want to answer your questions for you. What is best for you right now? Trying to get that home of next year. Text us your questions at 972-387-4600. So, Jeff, tell me about your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was kind of just sort of me and the animals.
You and the animals. Maybe not necessarily that order. Tell me about your animals, Jeff.
The animals are doing well, thank you.
Yes.
Everybody's accounted for. Everybody's been fed. Everybody's been watered. Everybody's been walked.
You said you had. You said you had a turkey sandwich.
I did. I had a turkey. Well, see, listen. So here's the thing. Tress took off to Scotland over the last week because her son went and got married in the Highlands of Scotland. And that's a whole other story. I'll let her tell you about it next time she joins you on the show. But thereby, that left me behind. I was the overseer of the house. And I think I did pretty good. You know, I mean, I'm here. Animals are here. And as a result, basically, it was just me for Thanksgiving. And so I had a wonderful turkey sandwich.
Well,
that's pretty much it, yeah.
I don't know if your animals are like mine. Is when I eat anything with meat in it, my dogs just get right in my face and just stare at me like, that should be mine, Dad.
100%, right?
Anyway, we had a great Thanksgiving. Spent some time with my father, my sister, and my family, and it was a great time. And we hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. In the meantime, I sure do want for you to text us your questions today at 972-387-4600. We want to answer your questions. And I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for this text. Jeff, here's the question. Mr. Miller, I recall a few months ago you spoke of a deflation of goods from Walmart due to overstock and that there would be stock shelves with better prices for consumers. Why did this never happen? And I said you need to be patient and you need to wait for the end of the year. And here it is. So here I am. I'm going to be texting this person right now the article that just came out yesterday that says, clothes are piling up at Bangladesh warehouses as Western imports collapse. Why are Western imports collapsing? Because inventories are rising. Inventories are rising all over the place, and so imports are collapsing. Container ships are collapsing because people aren't ordering anything at these locations. I'm going to be responding with this wonderful article that this person gets to see. And anyway, these are the things that we need to be paying attention to is what's coming up next. That's what we need to be paying attention to. You need to get yourself prepared if you want to get in that home next year. Home builders are starting to pull back in some of the homes they're building. There are contracts falling through. Mortgage purchase applications nationwide are down 50% year over year. 50% for new mortgage applications. There are a lot of cash purchases still going on. They don't need a mortgage for cash purchases. But you see your refinance applications are down 99%. Your home equity refinances are down 80%. But you know what? Rates hit an all-time 40-year high. Not 40-year. About a 20-year high of about 7.25. Just about 3 weeks ago. It was about 7.25. 2 to 3 weeks ago. Mortgage rates have come back down. They're in the mid to high sixes now. There's a chance that mortgage rates could slide as we see further damage coming to other parts of the economy. So stay tuned for that. We want to be here for you and answer your questions. If you're trying to buy a home, text us now. Here's what you want to do. Text us your income. How much income do you make per year? Second, send us your credit score and send us how much down payment you want to put down on a home. It's down payment, credit score, and income. We'll answer about how much home you might be able to buy in the coming year. There's inventory building. The number of homes for sale is growing. And the number of homes sitting on the market. Now, I wouldn't say the number of homes for sale is growing. The amount of time they're sitting on the market, Jeff, is growing. And we're getting this loud noise that we've had once before, Jeff, and I don't understand why we're getting this loud noise. But it is occurring. We are getting, and I'm sure the people at home are hearing that too. You know, this is a mystery sound that we had once on a show about 4 months ago, 3 months ago. It went away, and now that mystery noise is back. So we're going to try to figure out that during the break when we go to break. But in the meantime, we have people texting in different information, different texts coming in. You text us your questions about getting a home equity loan. Maybe you need to pay off debts. Maybe you have a divorce situation. You need to get some cash out of your house to pay off a divorce. Maybe you have some medical bills coming up. Maybe you anticipate something coming up and you need to get cash out of your home. We want to answer your questions for you here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. So Bobby the Truck Driver, a longtime listener, just text us some good reading for economics. If you would like to, please text your questions. Or if you want to have something you want to hear about during today's show about mortgages, we want to answer those questions for you. So, Jeff, people don't know how much money it takes to get down in a home.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people think it's 20%. I actually asked some people who are not in the mortgage business. They figured it would be 10 to 20% down still. But a first-time home buyer can get into a home on a conventional loan of 3% down. Now, what does 3% down bring you? It brings you a little bit higher rate than you get for 5% down or 10% down or 20% down. 3% down, though, is the minimum down payment for a first-time home buyer. Some of you haven't owned a home for over 3 years. You owned a home, you got out of the home, you haven't been on title to a home in over 3 years. In the mortgage world, we have a short memory. If you have not owned a home or been on title to the home in over 3 years, you are considered a first-time home buyer again. And you can get in for as little as 3% down on a mortgage. Now, these conventional mortgages go up to over $700,000 now. You can get in for as little as 3% down on a conventional mortgage. And they come with higher rates. They come with mortgage insurance. They come with higher mortgage insurance than you would have if you had 5% or 10% down. And you have to call for your information because your credit scores are going to have different details than someone with a different credit score. And so we want to find out your situation. So text us your questions here, and we'll answer them for you at 972-387-4600. Jeff, what's the difference in a down payment between a conventional loan and an FHA loan?
Well, as far as the minimal goes, but you also have something known as mortgage insurance.
See, you're not even licensed to talk about that stuff, Jeff. You're illegal.
You just asked me a question.
I answered you a question.
So you said
I'm just trying to set a trap for you. I'm sending
well,
the government
you.
After you right now.
I'll go look.
Jeff is not a loan officer. Jeff is an employee of TexasLending.com, a longtime employee, and he is here to help share this information with you. But here's the deal. On an FHA loan, the down payment requirement, the out-of-pocket requirement is 3.5% out-of-pocket on an FHA loan. 3.5% out-of-pocket, unless you get down payment assistance, is a down payment requirement for an FHA loan. And so the rates are different on FHA. As a matter of fact, some people are seeing FHA rates in the fives right now, Jeff. You can
really?
Get a better rate on an FHA loan than you can on a conventional loan. And with a 2-1 buy-down, what's a 2-1 buy-down, everyone? It's when your starting rate's 2% lower than your final rate. It's a fixed-rate mortgage that has your starting rate start 2% lower than your final rate. And then 2 years into the mortgage, and that ends up being the same rate as you would otherwise get. So let's say you got a 2-1 buy-down. Instead of getting a rate, let's just call a round number of 6%. You started your rate at 4%. Then 2 years later, it works its way up to 6% and stays there. That's a 2-1 buy-down. TexasLending.com wants to help answer your questions about getting yourself into a home. Text us your questions to find out what you qualify for. We want to answer those questions for you. Okay, Jeff.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
All right, so if I did a 2-1 buy-down, and let's just say with your scenario that you just painted, right, my rate's currently at 4%. 2 years from now, it's going to be at 6%. There's nothing that prevents me if rates do indeed drop down to that 4% window where I could refinance and secure a new rate. Is that correct?
You can refinance. The thing about a 2-1 buy-down is you're buying down your rate up front. You maybe have more money now. You really don't want the mortgage payment that comes with a right now that would come with a higher rate, but you're paying the interest up front. It's a buy down. You're buying the interest rate down. Some companies will help you buy that down. And instead of giving you a 6% rate, they'll give you a 6.5% rate to help you pay for that buy down. So your rate would start at 4.5 and go up to 6.5. You might hear some people on TV saying, we're going to buy your rate down for the first year. Well, they're raising your rate. And so they're going to raise your rate so that your long-term rate is higher so that your short-term rate, you may sound like a good deal. You might want to check with TexasMoney.com to see which is a better deal because we have the same program. We just don't market it as a different name, as something different. Because every mortgage company can do a 2-1 buy-down for you. And we'll be happy to share that with you at TexasMoney.com. It's good things to know like that. Some people, they promote things as if they're the only ones that can do it, when every mortgage company can do it. And it's pretty much a commodity market. The question is, what kind of service are you getting? Is it local service? Is it service with a smile? Is it knowledgeable service? Is it thousands of employees who don't know anything about mortgages? Or is it a dedicated staff who knows a lot about mortgages? These are the things you don't know. But at TexasLending.com, we've been around for over 21 years. We're here to help answer your questions on your mortgage here in Texas. Text us your home equity question or go online and apply right now with TexasSunny.com. We're going to take a break, Jeff. When we come back, we want to start answering your questions, so get them in right now. Hopefully you're not driving around in the rain. If you are, pull over if you're going to have your questions asked. And then if you're sitting at home and you're a Tolo, we want to be here for you and answer your questions for your finances for the new year. We're TexasSunny.com. We'll take a break. Come back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
What to give, what to get, what to do next year. The holidays bring so many questions, and the Texas Rangers have your answer. $10 tickets. All weekend long, you can get 2023 Rangers tickets for just $10. But hurry, after Monday, your next chance at single game tickets is next year. So this season, don't be the one who asks, why didn't I get $10 Rangers tickets? Get your tickets now at TexasRangers.com.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasSunny.com. There may be a lot of challenges right now to getting your mortgage done. Maybe your credit is hurt from the past, but it's back on track. Call TexasLending.com for a non-qualified mortgage. With credits just getting back on track, it's TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773. Equal housing lender.
Hart HVAC, providing HVAC efficient solutions in the DFW Metroplex. Have you been affected by this winter blast? Call Hart. Same day service available, veteran owned. Financing available, service fee waived with the promo code RANGERS. Hart HVAC. Hart, spelled H-A-R-T. An official sponsor of the Texas Rangers.
This ball is crushed.
HardHVAC.net, 682-804-8190. TACLB 487680.
Medicare annual enrollment is here, and it's a great time to do a little checkup on your coverage. So whether your Medicare plan is changing or your needs changed, call to talk to a USAA licensed insurance agent today about finding the right plan for you. From Medicare Advantage to prescription drug plans, USAA is here to help you understand your options and get the Medicare coverage you need. Medicare annual enrollment is December 7th, so call 800-274-7930 today. Choose your plan with confidence by calling 800-274-7930 or visit usaa.com/AEP. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for.
This Medicare promotion is provided by USAA Life Insurance Company through USAA Life General Agency, Inc. LGA, known in California and New York as USAA Health and Life Insurance Agency,
which acts as an agent for select insurance companies to provide products to USAA members.
Hello, this is Eric Thomason from Blue Nail Roofing. If you have storm damage that needs to be repaired, make sure you call us for a free inspection of your property. At Blue Nail, our team is trained to find all the damage, damage that other roofers and insurance companies often miss. And this can mean a larger claim check for you. And every Blue Nail job is backed up with a lifetime workmanship warranty. To learn more, go to BlueNailRoofing.com. That's BlueNailRoofing.com. Wind or hail, call Blue Nail.
Gentlemen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The world-famous business and casual shirts from Charles Tirrett are here, designed in London and made for Texas. These will be your go-to shirts from the boardroom to the bar and beyond. And right now, you can get three exquisite shirts or polos for just $99, plus free shipping and a six-month guarantee. That's $200 off. Visit ctshirts.com and use code PRO. That's ctshirts.com, code PRO.
We're back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. We want to do good things for you. It's what gets us up in the morning, helping people do good things. Help you and your family get a home next year if a home is what you're looking for. You know, with sellers of homes now being more accommodative and negotiating for the sales price, you want to make sure you're using a good realtor. Call TDT Realtors or go online to TDT. Don and Tom, TDT Realtors. Go to TDTRealtors.com and TexasSunny.com. We'll be happy to get you pre-approved. Make sure you text us right now. Your questions, 972-387-4600. Jeff, people don't know, they don't know what kind of down payment they can get. We talked about your FHA and your conventional loans. There are also VA loans that don't require a down payment. And they don't have mortgage insurance tied to them. They have a VA funding fee that VA charges you, but they finance that in the loan. So if you're trying to get yourself into a VA loan, you're going to have a zero down with the VA finance fee financed. And so you'll have some closing costs, but your mortgage lenders aren't able to charge you fees on VA loans. So you're going to find yourself a decent loan if you get a VA loan without any mortgage insurance. Make sure you call TexasSunny.com to get pre-approved for that loan. And we have a great VA underwriting staff and loan officer staff. They'll be happy to help you out today. There's also a USDA loan, Jeff. If you live out in the country and you live at the USDA website, has certain zip codes that are allowed to get a USDA loan. It offers zero down loans for people that are in rural areas. And that is the noise of a text coming in. We don't know how to make it go away. It is
we do, but you don't want to do it.
It is a magic sound that comes through. It's a magic noise. Tell you what, Jeff, what I will do is I will close my app, and then you can just read these questions for us.
There you go.
And that way we'll do it that way. All right, Jeff, give me the question. What do we got?
Let's jump into it. With rates still higher than normal, can people with below average credit scores take advantage with refis or home purchases? As in, do lenders lower their credit score standards in times like this?
You know, interesting thing, in 2018, rates got up to 5.5% to 6%. They did. In 2018, they got up to 5.5% to 6%. And, of course, COVID hit, rates went down to the twos and threes, and people refinanced those loans. Some people never got those loans refinanced, Jeff. Some people were in forbearance during COVID, and they never could refinance. You couldn't refinance while you're in forbearance. They're still sitting at 5.5%, 6%. Some people can refinance. It does make sense for them to do it. Some people want to get cash out of their homes. And with rates starting to come down in mortgages, rates have come down about 0.5% in the last 3 weeks. With rates starting to come down, and I said at the beginning of the show, there's a chance you could see mortgage rates in the next 2 months drop another 1%. There's a good chance of that happening. And so we're seeing a rally in mortgage bonds, a rally. What's a rally? People are starting to invest in these higher rate returns. And so when people want those higher rate returns of 5 and 6% in their portfolio, then your mortgage rates can come down. So that's what we're seeing, Jeff. And so this person's question is, can they refinance?
Right, with lower credit score.
Yeah, so it depends on what low credit scores are, because there's qualified mortgages with credit scores above 620. And then there's non-qualified mortgages below 620. FHA and VA can go below 620. So there is a chance to refinance with some lower credit scores. Low is a relative term. Some people think that low is 680. Some people think that low is 580. Some people think that low is 480 credit score. Depending on what your relative term of low is, if they can text us back their credit score, I'll give them an idea what kind of loan they might be looking at, where it's conventional, non-QM, VA, FHA, what they're going to qualify for the best deal at. These non-qualified mortgages, you might see rates around 8-9% right now. Those are out there for those people that do have low credit and want to buy a home. You can buy a home with some lower credit scores. Maybe you don't have income documentation, traditional income documentation. Maybe you have bank statements. You need to document your income by how much money you're putting in your bank each month because you get paid in cash. There are non-qualified mortgages. That means you don't qualify with your traditional W-2s and pay stubs. But you might qualify with your bank statements. And we can help you out with one of those loans today.
They texted back saying sub 600.
So on a sub 600 score, you're probably looking at best case an FHA loan if your score is between 580 and 600. If it's lower than 580, you're probably looking at a non-qualified mortgage. It is possible, but you might be looking at rates of 8 or 9%, and in some cases higher, especially as your credit scores get lower. You can get cash out. You will document your income through bank statements. Or if you have 1099s, we can take a look at those as well. We want to take a look and see if it makes sense. And it's a free call. It's a free pre-approval. And there is no charge to you until you decide that it makes sense. And if it doesn't, we shake hands and wait for you to come back to us when things are in order to get a gooder mortgage, Jeff. Gooder. It is the word
gooder.
Of the day.
Write that down.
Gooder day is the word of the day at TexasSunny.com. Make sure you text us now, 972-387-4600. We want to answer your questions there. Go online and apply at TexasSunny.com. We have loan officers standing by right now, ready to help you with your home purchase, your home equity loan, at 972-387-4600.
Speaking of purchase, Kevin, I had a friend of mine who actually had gotten in touch with me and said that they spoke to a loan officer, not at Texas Lending, but at another company. And I said, yeah, you're going to need about 20% down to be able to buy a home. And I'm like, why? Is your credit score bad or anything of that nature? And they were like, no. And I was like, well, do you have a job? You know, you've been at your job for longer than 2 years? They were like, yeah. And I was like, huh, interesting. So I had them talk to somebody here at TXL, and lo and behold, that 20% down just went away. They didn't have to have 20% down. It was just a loan officer basically saying you had to have it.
Well, and that's the thing, listen, you have loan officers with 40 years of experience, and you have loan officers with 4 days of experience. And you're probably going to want the loan officer with the experience who's seen a lot of things. And that's what's going to keep you out of trouble most of the time, as a good experienced loan officer and a good experienced company. Call TexasSunny.com today for your experienced loan officer, 972-387-4600. We want to help you with your mortgage. Make sure you go online and apply. All right, Jeff. So we had not only the question of the down payments. We shared, by the way, those non-QM loans, you're probably looking at 10 to 20% down on those non-QM loans, Jeff.
Okay.
And so if you have that lower credit score, if you're under 600, figure credit down payments of at least 20%. Figure that, you know, just to be prepared. You might sneak in a lower down payment if you're lucky. But the other thing that people don't know about is about the credit scores. Like, what are the credit score requirements? And to get the best interest rates, you're going to need a score of over 740. So 740 is a 750 is a 790. There is no better interest rate at 800 than there is at 760. So 740 is the top tier currently in the mortgage world that we've seen for the last few decades of the best credit scores that get the best rates. If your credit scores start dropping every 20 points, 720 to 740 is a different rate than a 740 plus. 680 to 720 has a lower credit score. And if you're below 680, your rates go up higher. Once you get down below 620, conventional loans get more difficult. I don't see a lot of conventional loans getting approved at credit scores below 620, but it is possible. Your FHA and VA loans, you can get those. Those don't have minimum credit scores. It's really up to the lender and how many defaults that they've had in their books. If they see a lot of defaults happening in their VA and FHA loans, they may put a minimum credit score requirement for their VA and FHA loan at that lender. But it doesn't mean every lender has the same minimum credit score requirement for VA and FHA. There are no minimum credit score requirements. So for a VA loan, for example, but a lot of people cut them off at 600, 580, and such. So make sure you call TexasHoney.com to see if you qualify for one of those mortgages.
And why is that?
Why is
I didn't mean to interrupt, but why is it that some lenders will vary their credit scores versus others?
So the federal government, they grade mortgage companies. And the grade that a mortgage company gets is dependent upon comparison to all the other mortgage lenders. For example, if you're a lender and you're doing, you go out promote doing low credit scores for everybody, and all of your loans are with people with low credit scores, and you have a higher default ratio on your VA loans. Let's say you've done 100 VA loans, and you have twice as many defaults on your VA loans as another lender. The VA is saying, we don't like what you're doing. We don't like you having all these defaults on your VA loans. And so the same thing goes for FHA. They have something called the Neighborhood Watch, and that Neighborhood Watch is watching one lender versus the next. And doesn't just happen at mortgage companies. Some of these mortgage companies have branches, Jeff. We used to have 20 branches. And half of our branches were writing bad loans. Half of them were doing loans. They were attracting different loans that were coming in that were lower credit scores. And, for example, doing a lot of down payment assistance with low credit scores and high debt-to-income ratios and really pushing the envelope on what people were qualifying for. And they started having a lot of defaults. Now, the FHA does not only look at mortgage companies, Jeff. They look at mortgage branches and loan originators. And, Jeff, they also look at loan underwriters. Everyone has a number in the mortgage business, whether it be a branch, a loan officer, or an underwriter. And they have underwriting numbers. And if they have too many defaults, they will get shut down by the federal government from doing federal government-insured loans. So mortgage companies who have a lot of defaults, Jeff, will raise their credit score requirements, or they will shut down a branch, or they will shut down an underwriter, or they'll shut down an underwriting manager. Sometimes it's the underwriting manager who's letting a lot of bad loans go through for people that otherwise should not be approved. And so that's why it's different from mortgage company to mortgage company and from one mortgage branch to the next, because one mortgage lender might shut down their branch from doing bad loans. So that's the way it works. That's why different mortgage companies will have different credit score requirements for VA and FHA loans. And it's because you don't want to be shut down as a mortgage company for getting too many defaults under FHA or VA. If you have a question about your loan, text us now, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply right now with TexasHoney.com. Call one of our loan originators. It's a free call. You go online, get us your information. We'll call you back immediately, and we'll spend a little time in this rainy Saturday morning, and we will share with you your qualifications for a mortgage for free, and you can find out whether it makes sense now, 6 months from now, or a year from now to get yourself into a mortgage. 972-387-4600, online, TexasHoney.com. We're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more questions answered by your friend, Jeff Collins, on 105.3 The Fan.
KRLD Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff here, along with our partners at Willard Heating and Air. Willard and I both share a personal connection to the autism community here in North Texas, as well as a commitment to autism support and education. The Willard HVAC team and I want to encourage you to support local organizations like My Possibilities to provide the much-needed support for all the wonderful people and families in the DFW autism community. Thank you.
Today, we're all looking for ways to cut our monthly spending without cutting corners. When you become a Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas member, you get a partner who's by your side, helping you get more out of your coverage. See if you qualify for financial help which could lower your monthly payments to $0. Enroll today at shopbluetx.com or call 1-888-672-BLUE. For over 90 years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been here with a variety of plans to fit your needs and budget. And as a member, you'll have access to quality health care and benefits like telehealth and emotional well-being programs. Enrollment is happening now. Go to shopbluetx.com or call 1-888-672-BLUE. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas will stand by you through it all. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Over 60 years, Specs has been the go-to for good times in Texas. From the panhandle to the coast, Specs turns the ordinary into the extraordinary with a Texas-sized selection of all your favorite wines, spirits, beers, and gourmet party foods. No matter where you are or what you're doing, it's always better when you start at Specs. Shop Specs. Upgrade date night with bonbons and bubbly. Be the hangout hero with hot salsa and hard seltzer. Or heat up the night with a wonderfully warming whiskey. Whatever you're into, Specs knows how to make it better with everything you need for an epic good time. So, before you head out, head in to Specs. The fun starts here.
Shop Specs, it's how we do. A huge selection since 62. Shop Specs, low priced amazing. Here's to you, cheers to savings.
If you're looking to buy a home, listen up. It's been a seller's market for quite a while now, but you know what? Now it is finally a buyer's market. Homes are sitting on the market for a while. You have time to negotiate, and you have a free pre-approval with TexasLending.com. Call us today for your home purchase. Free call, free pre-approval letter. Call today, 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
Friends, is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career, mycomputercareer.edu.
Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, your favorite mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan. You're going to hear it all weekend.
And we're the only mortgage show.
Don't tell them that, Jeff.
I'm just saying, I mean, by default, we would be their favorite because we are the only one there.
So I said the truth. Call right now or text us at 972-387-4600. Some of you are going to sit around and watch the big football game today. I know I am.
Yeah.
What's the big football game? It's the Alma College Scots against Aurora University in the Division III college football playoffs. See, that's my alma mater. The Alma College Scots are 11-0 and undefeated, and in the second round of the Division III college playoff, you can go watch it on YouTube, Jeff. It starts at 10:45. You can do it.
Okay.
I know you want to do it, Jeff. So if all of you are sitting around, you have nothing else to do, maybe you're thinking about having Lint for lunch, and maybe you want to have an alternative, you can watch the Alma College Scots, or the Alma College Scotch. Sometimes you got to drink some scotch when you're watching Division III football, but it's Alma College versus Aurora University for the chance to go to the Final Eight, Jeff. How about that? Gosh,
impressive.
They are 32 teams in the Division III college playoffs. 32. I know this is a sports station, and you have four in the college playoffs for Division I, but Division III has 32 teams. That means they have to win five football games in order to win the playoffs. That's a lot of football right there. They might be playing into January for that. Anyway, this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage and Division III College Football Show. Make sure you text us your questions, 972-387-4600. We want to answer your mortgage questions today. So we talked a little bit about credit scores, Jeff. We talked a little bit about down payment. How about paying points? What are points? They are code. If you're in a mortgage and you're talking about points, it's code for paying 1% of your mortgage. A point is 1% of your mortgage. So if you have a $600,000 mortgage and you're going to pay a point, you're going to pay $6,000. What does a point get you? A point is prepaying interest to buy your interest rate down. So is it worth it? Well, Jeff, on a $600,000 mortgage, 1 point might be able to buy your rate down by 0.5%. Typically, it's 0.25%. So instead of getting 6.5, you might get 6.25. Instead of getting 6.25, instead of getting 6.5, you might buy it down 0.5%. You might be able to get a 6% interest rate. But call TexasLending.com right now. We do have an interest rate of 5.99 on our rate sheet. If you're trying to get yourself a 15-year mortgage, 5.99 is a possibility with an APR, some more below 6.3. Call TexasLending.com. We want to find out if you qualify for that. Not everyone qualifies. You have to have great credit. You have to have a certain amount of down payment. You have to have a certain DTI, debt-to-income ratio, that is. We want to help you out with that. Call TexasLending.com. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
What do you think the debt-to-income ratio requirement is for someone to get themselves into a mortgage? This is a good one. I don't think you know the answer.
Okay, yeah, I do. Are we talking about the top end or the low end?
We're going to talk about just... If I asked you, what's the debt-to-income ratio that I need to have, and what's included in my debt ratio? Like, what, for example, is your Victoria's Secret credit card, Jeff, that you so often use, is it in your debt-to-income ratio?
If it shows up on my credit report, then yes, it is.
Not only that, it might not even show up on your credit report, but you are obligated to document any of those credit card debts that may not be on your credit report. So maybe you have tax liens, and you're not documenting that in your applications. Your mortgage company will find out. We will do a background check for tax liens. And if you owe the federal government money in taxes, and it must be included in your debt-to-income ratio. All things are not included in your debt-to-income ratio. The amount of gas that you have to pay for every month, unless you're putting it on your credit card, of course. Your gas bill is not included in your electric bill for your rent is not included in your debt-to-income ratio. Your cell phone bill is not included in your debt-to-income ratio. So there are certain things that are not included in your debt-to-income ratio, your electric, your cell, your food bill. These things are not included. What's interesting is some people are paying for those things in cash, Jeff. It's part of their debt, but their debts, not debts. It's only debt if it's owed over time. Otherwise, it's just upfront payments. But in your debt-to-income ratio, what can you carry every month in terms of a mortgage payment versus your income? And so, typically, 33% of your adjusted gross income, your monthly income, let's say you make 60 grand a year, so that's 5,000 a month. So 33% of that 5,000 a month is what you might qualify. Figure $1,700 a month in a mortgage payment, somewhere in there, is going to be around 33%. You need to call a loan officer to find out if you qualify for that mortgage with a 33% debt to income ratio for a mortgage. But it's not just the mortgage debt income ratio, Jeff. You also have car payments and other credit cards and other student loans that are included. And typically you can get qualified for, what you say, Jeff, the high limit is what?
I'm going to go with, as far as like the highest you can go for DTI debt to income is going to be 43%.
Some loans it's 43%. Some loans it's 45%. Depending on the loan. But here's the other thing. It's not always cast in stone. Sometimes it is up to a computer algorithm to determine your down payment combined with the amount of assets that you have on the side. And so for some people have a larger down payment, and so they're lower risk. And so sometimes you can get a little bit higher debt-to-income ratio if you have a large down payment, or maybe you have a lot of cash waiting on the side. So those are some things you need to know about and be prepared for. So make sure you call TexasLending.com to get yourself pre-qualified and pre-approved. Go online today and qualify with TexasLending.com or call 972-387-4600. You can text us right now your question. We want to answer your mortgage questions today. All right, Jeff. They are saying that mortgage applications have fallen. How about this one? How about consumers' confidence in buying a home? Do you know?
What do you mean?
They have these measurements, and these measurements measure the consumer confidence in buying a home, of home buying. And so the consumer home buying confidence is to the lowest level it's been since the 1980s. The lowest level since the 1980s, new home buyer confidence and home builder confidence is also dropped to lows not seen in a long time. So how long does this happen? Here's the thing I want to point out to everybody. Here's the question I have for people. Here's what I have for you, Jeff. Are we in a typical downturn in the U.S. economy where things turn around eventually? And they typically turn around right about now. And some of the things that we see, for example, the current home buyer confidence and home builder confidence and new home purchase applications is at a point where we see it immediately turn around within the next couple months, historically when we've seen housing downturns. Or is this one going to get dragged out a little bit longer, Jeff? What do you think?
I think it's going to get dragged out a little bit longer. I think that there's outside variables that don't, you know, it's the world, right? There's war going on. There's discussions in politics taking place and everything else with elections. I just believe that what we're in right now is going to continue on for a longer period of time than what we would have hoped for.
So the question everyone has at home, and people in the mortgage business, they have this question. One thing we want to know is that, for example, the Freddie Mac serious delinquency rate, it decreased in October. It's at a low that, you know, a typical low that we see in great economic times, that the delinquencies on mortgages that are being paid are at lows right now. For both Fannie Mae, they're at a low. For Freddie Mac, they're at a low. So people are able to pay their mortgages right now. And so that is an interesting thing. And so what you want to know is that if you're waiting for things to turn around, I am waiting to turn around, but with people still paying their mortgage and with the other parts of the economy still going, I say that mortgage rates can go down. Do I expect them to go down? After watching this entire year of mortgage rates go up every month this year until this last 3 weeks, who knows what to expect? But I do know if you get the home that you really want and you really love that home and rates do drop, you can eventually refinance it. So call TexasLending.com. Get pre-approved for that home purchase, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply to TexasLending.com. All right. There are some news. It did say new home sales did increase. New home sales did increase last month. So in October, it said. So that's an interesting thing to know, that home sales did rise in October, even though mortgage applications dropped. So there's still cash buyers out there. Jeff, you had something you wanted to say.
I was going to ask, was I right or am I wrong? Or based upon my answer versus what you said, it kind of left me scratching my head.
Everyone's got to scratch their head. No one knows the future. It's all a gamble. And so you don't know if things are going to get better or worse. And if you do know the answers, then hopefully you can bet on it and make a bunch of money. But you know what? Historically, at this time, when we look at last five downturns in housing markets, they've kind of hit where they are now and they reverse. This might take, it could go on 3 or 4 or 6 months or another year. Who knows? Or it could go on forever. Maybe this is a different economy we're in, Jeff, and maybe mortgage rates stay up higher. Maybe other parts of the economy, you know, start getting hit eventually. And maybe we have a long, prolonged downturn, or maybe not any downturn at all. Maybe things are just going to stay where they are and housing applications stay down 50%. And who knows? It's all a gamble. And we are all around to watch it take place. We do have to take another break.
Yeah, when we return, can we talk a little bit about cash out refinances? I know that rates are kind of keeping some people out of it, but
the
benefits of it. We're going to do that when we return
back here on
105.3 The Fan. Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take a break. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
This is Colby, owner of Colbert Garage Door. Amatolo, call us today for our $50 garage door tune-up special. 469-909-0956 or visit ColbertGarageDoor.com.
Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine is leading the way to be number one in the nation for the third year in a row. That's why they never charge more than MSRP. Plus, they always pay full market value for your current vehicle. Choose from one of the largest selections in the nation or custom order exactly what you want at no extra charge. Find new roads.
Based on 2020-2021 GM small business and dealer fleet deliveries.
With your debts rising and your debt payments rising, now is a great time to call TexasLending.com for a cash out refinance. At TexasLending.com, we can help you with Texas cash out refinance experts save money on your monthly debts by lowering the interest rates you're currently paying on your other debts to a low interest rate mortgage. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply. TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas. 75244 and MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you or your loved ones. If you've been in a truck or car wreck, Frankel & Frankel will not only get the medical care you need, but beyond that. Frankly, you need Frankel & Frankel. The consultation is always free. Visit truckwreck.com or call 214-333-3333.
Lone Elm is a straight wheat whiskey since 2012, made at Five Points Distilling in Forney, Texas. Made from 90% Texas soft red winter wheat and 10% malted barley. All sourced locally here in Texas and made with Texas rainwater. The flavor profile is dark cherry, stone fruit beginnings with touches of currant and cocoa. Finished with aftertones of oak, vanilla, saddle leather, and hints of tobacco. Honey barrel and sherry cask now available. Honey from Master Beekeeper Bee King out of Kaufman County. Lone-Elm.com.
Medicare annual enrollment is here, and it's a great time to do a little checkup on your coverage. So whether your Medicare plan is changing or your needs changed, call to talk to a USAA licensed insurance agent today about finding the right plan for you. From Medicare Advantage to prescription drug plans, USAA is here to help you understand your options and get the Medicare coverage you need. Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th, so call 800-274-7930 today. Choose your plan with confidence by calling 800-274-7930 or visit USAA.com/AEP. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for.
This Medicare promotion is provided by USAA Life Insurance Company through USAA Life General Agency, Inc. LGA, known in California and New York as USAA Health and Life Insurance Agency,
which acts as an agent for select insurance companies to provide products to USAA members.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Landlords are increasing your rent. Call TexasLending.com to get that home purchase done today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dan Brunoff here, along with our partners at Willard Heating and Air. Willard and I both share a personal connection to the autism community here in North Texas, as well as a commitment to autism support and education. The Willard HVAC team and I want to encourage you to support local organizations like My Possibilities to provide the much-needed support for all the wonderful people and families in the DFW autism community. Thank you.
Today, we're all looking for ways to cut our monthly spending without cutting corners. When you become a Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas member, you get a partner who's by your side, helping you get more out of your coverage. See if you qualify for financial help
which could lower your monthly payments to $0. Enroll today at shopbluetx.com or call 1-888-672-BLUE. For over 90 years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been here with a variety of plans to fit your needs and budget. And as a member, you'll have access to quality health care and benefits like telehealth and emotional well-being programs. Enrollment is happening now. Go to shopbluetx.com or call 1-888-672-BLUE. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas will stand by you through it all. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Over 60 years, Specs has been the go-to for good times in Texas. From the panhandle to the coast, Specs turns the ordinary into the extraordinary with a Texas-sized selection of all your favorite wines, spirits, beers, and gourmet party foods. No matter where you are or what you're doing, it's always better when you start at Specs. Shop Specs. Upgrade date night with bonbons and bubbly. Be the hangout hero with hot salsa and hard seltzer. Or heat up the night with a wonderfully warming whiskey. Whatever you're into, Specs knows how to make it better with everything you need for an epic good time. So, before you head out, head in to Specs. The fun starts here.
Shop Specs, it's how we do. A huge selection since 62. Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you, shop. Cheers to savings.
If you're looking to buy a home, listen up. It's been a seller's market for quite a while now, but you know what? Now it is finally a buyer's market. Homes are sitting on the market for a while. You have time to negotiate, and you have a free pre-approval with TexasLending.com. Call us today for your home purchase. Free call, free pre-approval letter. All today, 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
Friends, is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, your favorite mortgage show on 105.3 The Fan. You're going to hear it all weekend.
We're the only mortgage show.
Don't tell them that, Jeff.
I'm just saying, I mean, by default, we would be their favorite because we are the only one there.
So I said the truth. Call right now or text us at 972-387-4600. Some of you are going to sit around and watch the big football game today. I know I am.
Yeah.
What's the big football game? It's the Alma College Scots against Aurora University in the Division III college football playoffs. See, that's my alma mater. The Alma College Scots are 11-0 and undefeated. And in the second round of the Division III college playoff, you can go watch it on YouTube, Jeff. It starts at 10:45. You can do it. Okay. I know you want to do it, Jeff. So if all of you are sitting around and you have nothing else to do, maybe you're thinking about having Lint for lunch and maybe you want to have an alternative, you can watch the Alma College Scots or the Alma College Scotch. Sometimes you got to drink some scotch when you're watching Division III football, but it's Alma College versus Aurora University for the chance to go to the Final Eight, Jeff. How about that? They are 32 teams in the Division III college playoffs. 32. I know this is a sports station, and you have four in the college playoffs for Division I, but Division III has 32 teams. That means they have to win five football games in order to win the playoffs. That's a lot of football right there. They might be playing into January for that. Anyway, this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage and Division III College Football Show. Make sure you text us your questions, 972-387-4600. We want to answer your mortgage questions today. So we talked a little bit about credit scores, Jeff. We talked a little bit about down payment. How about paying points? What are points? They are code. If you're in a mortgage and you're talking about points, it's code for paying 1% of your mortgage. A point is 1% of your mortgage. So if you have a $600,000 mortgage and you're going to pay a point, you're going to pay $6,000. What does a point get you? A point is prepaying interest to buy your interest rate down. So is it worth it? Well, Jeff, on a $600,000 mortgage, 1 point might be able to buy your rate down by 0.5%. Typically, it's 0.25%. So instead of getting 6.5, you might get 6.25. Instead of getting 6.25, instead of getting 6.5, you might buy it down 0.5%. You might be able to get a 6% interest rate. But call TexasLending.com right now. We do have an interest rate of 5.99 on our rate sheet. If you're trying to get yourself a 15-year mortgage, 5.99 is a possibility with an APR, some more below 6.3. Call TexasLending.com. We want to find out if you qualify for that. Not everyone qualifies. You have to have great credit. You have to have a certain amount of down payment. You have to have a certain DTI, debt-to-income ratio, that is. We want to help you out with that. Call TexasLending.com. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
What do you think the debt-to-income ratio requirement is for someone to get themselves into a mortgage? This is a good one. I don't think you know the answer.
Okay, yeah, I do. Are we talking about the top end or the low end?
We're going to talk about just... If I asked you, what's the debt-to-income ratio that I need to have, and what's included in my debt ratio? Like, what, for example, is my Jeff? Is your Victoria's Secret credit card, Jeff, that you so often use? Is it in your debt-to-income ratio?
If it shows up on my credit report, then yes, it is.
Not only that, it might not even show up on your credit report, but you are obligated to document any of those credit card debts that may not be on your credit report. Some of you have tax liens, and you're not documenting that in your applications. Your mortgage company will find out. We will do a background check for tax liens. And if you owe the federal government money in taxes, then it must be included in your debt-to-income ratio. Well, things are not included in your debt-to-income ratio. The amount of gas that you have to pay for every month, unless you're putting it on your credit card, of course. Your gas bill is not included in your electric bill for your rent is not included in your debt-to-income ratio. Your cell phone bill is not included in your debt-to-income ratio. So there are certain things that are not included in your debt-to-income ratio, your electric, your cell, your... your food bill. These things are not included. What's interesting is some people are paying for those things in cash, Jeff. It's part of their debt, but their debts, not debts. It's only debt if it's owed over time. Otherwise, it's just upfront payments. But in your debt-to-income ratio, what can you carry every month in terms of a mortgage payment versus your income? And so, typically... 33% of your adjusted gross income, your monthly income, let's say you make 60 grand a year, so that's 5,000 a month. So 33% of that 5,000 a month is what you might qualify. Figure $1,700 a month in a mortgage payment, somewhere in there is going to be around 33%. You need to call a loan officer to find out if you qualify for that mortgage with a 33% debt to income ratio for a mortgage. But it's not just the mortgage debt income ratio, Jeff. You also have car payments and other credit cards and other student loans that are included. And typically, you can get qualified for what you say, the high limit is what?
I'm going to go with as far as like the highest you can go for DTI debt to income is going to be 43%.
Some loans it's 43%. Some loans it's 45%. Depending on the loan. But here's the other thing. It's not always cast in stone. Sometimes it is... up to a computer algorithm to determine your down payment combined with the amount of assets that you have on the side. And so for some people have a larger down payment, and so they're lower risk. And so sometimes you can get a little bit higher debt-to-income ratio if you have a larger down payment, or maybe you have a lot of cash waiting on the side. So those are some things you need to know about and be prepared for. So make sure you call TexasLending.com to get yourself pre-qualified and pre-approved. Go online today and qualify with TexasLending.com or call 972-387-4600. You can text us right now your question. We want to answer your mortgage questions today. All right, Jeff. They are saying that mortgage applications have fallen. How about this one? How about consumers' confidence in buying a home? Do you know?
What do you mean?
They have these measurements, and these measurements measure the consumer confidence in buying home, of home buying. And so the consumer home buying confidence is to the lowest level it's been since the 1980s. The lowest level since the 1980s, new home buyer confidence and home builder confidence has also dropped to lows not seen in a long time. So how long does this happen? Here's the thing I want to point out to everybody. Here's the question I have for people. Here's what I have for you, Jeff. Are we in a typical downturn in the U.S. economy where things turn around eventually? And they typically turn around right about now. And some of the things that we see, for example, the current home buyer confidence and home builder confidence and new home purchase applications is at a point where we see it immediately turn around within the next couple months, historically when we've seen housing downturns? Or is this one going to get dragged out a little bit longer, Jeff? What do you think?
I think it's going to get dragged out a little bit longer. I think that there's outside variables that don't, you know, it's the world, right? There's war going on. There's discussions in politics taking place and everything else with elections. I just believe that what we're in right now is going to continue on for a longer period of time than what we would have hoped for.
So the question everyone has at home, and people in the mortgage business, they have this question. One thing we want to know is that, for example, the Freddie Mac serious delinquency rate, it decreased in October. It's at a low that, you know, a typical low that we see in great economic times, that the delinquencies on mortgages that are being paid are at lows right now. For both Fannie Mae, they're at a low. For Freddie Mac, they're at a low. So people are able to pay their mortgages right now. And so that is an interesting thing. And so what you want to know is that if you're waiting for things to turn around, I am waiting it for it to turn around, but with people still paying their mortgage and with the other parts of the economy still going, I say that mortgage rates can go down. Do I expect them to go down? After watching this entire year of mortgage rates go up every month this year until this last 3 weeks, who knows what to expect? But I do know if you get the home that you really want and you really love that home and rates do drop, you can eventually refinance it. So call TexasLending.com. Get pre-approved for that home purchase, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply to TexasLending.com. All right. There are some news. It did say new home sales did increase. New home sales did increase last month. So in October, it said. So that's an interesting thing to know, that home sales did rise in October, even though mortgage applications dropped. So there's still cash buyers out there. Jeff, you had something you wanted to say.
I was going to ask, was I right or am I wrong? Or based upon my answer versus what you said, it kind of left me scratching my head.
Everyone's got to scratch their head. No one knows the future. It's all a gamble. And so you don't know if things are going to get better or worse. And if you do know the answers, then hopefully you can bet on it and make a bunch of money. But you know what? Historically, at this time, when we look at last five downturns in housing markets, they've kind of hit where they are now and they reverse. This might take, it could go on 3 or 4 or 6 months or another year. Who knows? Or it could go on forever. Maybe this is a different economy we're in, Jeff, and maybe mortgage rates stay up higher. Maybe other parts of the economy, you know, start getting hit eventually. And maybe we have a long, prolonged downturn, or maybe not any downturn at all. Maybe things are just going to stay where they are and housing applications stay down 50%. And who knows? It's all a gamble. And we are all around to watch it take place. We do have to take another break.
Yeah, when we return, can we talk a little bit about cash out refinances? I know that rates are kind of keeping some people out
The
benefits of it. We're going to do that when we return
back here on
105.3 The Fan. Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to take a break. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
This is Colby, owner of Colbert Garage Door. Amatolo, call us today for our $50 garage door tune-up special. 469-909-0956 or visit ColbertGarageDoor.com.
Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine is leading the way to be number one in the nation for the third year in a row. That's why they never charge more than MSRP. Plus, they always pay full market value for your current vehicle. Choose from one of the largest selections in the nation or custom order exactly what you want at no extra charge. Find new roads.
Based on 2020-2021 GM small business and dealer fleet deliveries.
With your debts rising and your debt payments rising, now is a great time to call TexasLending.com for a cash-out refinance. At TexasLending.com, we can help you with Texas cash-out refinance experts save money on your monthly debts by lowering the interest rates you're currently paying on your other debts to a low-interest rate mortgage. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas. 75244 and MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you or your loved ones. If you've been in a truck or car wreck, Frankel & Frankel will not only get the medical care you need, but beyond that. Frankly, you need Frankel & Frankel. The consultation is always free. Visit truckwreck.com or call 214-333-3333.
Lone Elm is a straight wheat whiskey since 2012, made at Five Points Distilling in Forney, Texas. Made from 90% Texas soft red winter wheat and 10% malted barley. All sourced locally here in Texas and made with Texas rainwater. The flavor profile is dark cherry, stone fruit beginnings with touches of currant and cocoa. Finished with aftertones of oak, vanilla, saddle leather, and hints of tobacco. Honey barrel and sherry cask now available. Honey from Master Beekeeper BK out of Kaufman County. Lone-Elm.com.
Medicare annual enrollment is here, and it's a great time to do a little checkup on your coverage. So whether your Medicare plan is changing or your needs changed, call to talk to a USAA licensed insurance agent today about finding the right plan for you. From Medicare Advantage to prescription drug plans, USAA is here to help you understand your options and get the Medicare coverage you need. Medicare annual enrollment is December 7th, so call 800-274-7930 today. Choose your plan with confidence by calling 800-274-7930 or visit usaa.com/AEP. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for.
This Medicare promotion is provided by USAA Life Insurance Company through USAA Life General Agency, Inc. LGA, known in California and New York as USAA Health and Life Insurance Agency,
which acts as an agent for select insurance companies to provide products to USAA members.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Landlords are increasing your rent. Call TexasLending.com to get that home purchase done today. I'm talking to people that have seen their rents increase by $500 a month. Call TexasLending.com. Start building home equity with a home purchase with TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Pete Thompson with a consumer team alert. With colder weather coming, don't be fooled by the quickie 30-minute tune-ups that many companies do. Call the on-time experts now. They'll thoroughly disassemble, clean, and reassemble your HVAC system and give you a no-breakdown guarantee so you know you'll be warm this winter. Normally, this tune-up is $199. For new customers to call right now, you'll pay just $59. Go to theontimeexperts.com. Theontimeexperts.com.
We are back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. If you want to answer your mortgage questions, text us now. Text us at 972-387-4600. Some of you still have family members sitting in your home right now. If you don't like your family members, if you don't like your family members, have them tune into the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Maybe they'll leave. Anyway, this is a sports show. Sports station 105.3 The Fan, but we do talk about mortgages every Saturday. We appreciate you listening. To the least interesting people in the world, mortgage people. And so one of the things coming up on Tuesday, Jeff, they're announcing on Tuesday the new conforming loan limits for 2023. Will it be $711,000, $712,000, $730,000? We don't know. There's a new conforming loan limit. It's rising from $647,000 to a new loan limit where you can get a conforming loan. So make sure you check in with TexasLending.com next weekend. We'll share with you the new conforming loan limits. Jeff, you had a question you wanted to get to after the break here, so we're back after the break.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking an awful lot about home purchase, which is fantastic, but I thought maybe talking about cash out refinance, which is what you touched on at the beginning of the show, maybe we ought to close with this type of information as well. What are the benefits of being able to do a cash out refinance, even though cash out refinance rates are higher than they were, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago?
Well, the big question is, you know, a few weeks back, people were seeing cash out rates of 7.5% and 8%. We've seen rates come down a little bit in the last couple of weeks. Where your conventional cash-out refinance, the rates weren't that much different than home equity lines of credit. But now home equity lines of credit are a little bit higher, and cash-out rates are dropping a little bit. And I just know this. When I started the company, I had $75,000 of credit card debt. And you say, how did you have $75,000 of credit card debt? Because I was financing my radio show 20 years ago on my credit card. And I was a loan officer. I wasn't even a mortgage company. I was a loan officer paying for my radio show on my credit card, waiting to get paid from the company I was working for. And the companies I worked for went out of business because they weren't paying their bills. Anyway, so I decided to start my own mortgage company so I could pay my bills. But I started with $75,000 in credit card debt. My bill was around $4,000 a month, Jeff, credit card payments. That was a lot of money, and it was hard to do. And so I said to my wife, I need to start a mortgage company, and if we don't make it, we're probably going to have to file bankruptcy. And I said, wife, if I file bankruptcy, will you still love me? You know what she said, Jeff? She said, Kevin, I will always love you. I will miss you, but I will always love you. Now, so anyway, we started the company.
And here we are now, still happily married.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know. You randomly said that, you know, that comes with different ramifications. But anyway, the point is this. I can't even remember. This is for cash outs. I know what credit card debt is all about. I had $4,000 a month of credit card debt. Some of you have $30,000, $20,000 of credit card debt. It's eating your emotional life. It's making you unhappy. It's making you have a lot of stress. And if you're paying 20% credit card rates, you can get those rates somewhere dropped by 60-70%, and those rates drop the rate you're paying by 70%. You might be able to drop thousands of dollars a month off your credit card payments if you're paying several thousand a month in credit cards. Make sure you call TexasLending.com, get a cash out refinance. How does that work? You have $30,000 of credit cards you're paying at 20%. That's $6,000 a year just in interest that you're paying on your $30,000 of credit cards. But what if instead of paying 20% on your $30,000 of credit cards, you ended up paying 7%, 6.5%. So 7% of $30,000 is $2,100 versus $6,000, right? 7% versus 6%. Or 7% versus 20%. You might be able to save yourself $4,000 a year just in interest payments on that debt. And so if you can save $4,000 per year, how much would that mean to you? And at TexasLending.com, we want to find out, because here's the deal, Jeff. It's not just the interest payment. The credit card payment on $30,000 might be $1,200, $1,300 a month. If you get that same amount of money into a mortgage, it might be $400 a month. You might be able to save $800 every month just in the payment, because it's not just the interest payment that changes. You also get to lower the overall payment because it's spread out on your mortgage over a longer period of time.
So in essence, what you're saying is that you're utilizing the equity of your home to be able to pay off that high-interest credit card debt.
Reduce the payments. You're not paying off the debt. You're just transferring the debt from a higher rate to a lower rate over a different period of time. And so the debt is still there, but you can now, with the money you're saving on the interest, Jeff, the extra $800 a month you're saving, you can apply that towards the mortgage and help pay it off faster. Instead of paying all that extra $4,000 a year towards credit card interest rate, pay that $4,000 more a year towards your mortgage with TexasLending.com. We ran out of time, Jeff.
No.
We really appreciate you being on the show from Lufkin.
Well, thank you. And I know, well, not Tress, and I know that she'll be back and everybody will be back to being happy. But
well,
I'll appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see you all next week. Make sure you tune in. And for Jeff Collins, I'm Kevin Miller saying so long from 105.3 The Fan.
The previous program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
You're shopping for a mortgage, shop with TexasHoney.com. Check out your bank's rate, then call TexasHoney.com. Check your builder's rate if you're buying a home, then call TexasHoney.com. It's TexasHoney.com for the best deal you're going to get on a home loan in Texas. 972-387-4600 online with TexasHoney.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
Friends, is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi, it's Eric Thomason from Blue Nail Roofing. We've been serving North Texas homeowners for decades. And with every one of our customers, our job isn't complete until you're satisfied. Here's what several of our clients have said about Blue Nail.
I thought that they were extremely detail-oriented.
They went back to the insurance company and worked with them and got them to pay for doing the extra stuff that had to be done.
Blue Nail personnel worked with the adjuster and did the work is superb.
I recommend them to anybody.
We had real good communication with them. I did not have to hunt them down. They usually came hunting for us to see what needed to be done.
I am totally pleased with what they did.
If you have storm damage, call Blue Nail Roofing today for a free, no-obligation inspection of your property. Call 855-255-1975. That's 855-255-1975 or online at bluenailroofing.com. Wind or hail, call Blue Nail.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.